Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any questions around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, team building, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's podcast is a special one. This is actually the very first time I'm doing this. And I'm actually reviewing one of my listeners' websites, okay? So my man, Sonny Nguyen, who has asked me a lot of questions, and I've answered a lot of his questions through the podcast, he asked me to take a look at his website. Well, actually, Sonny says, lots of traffic to my website, but no opt-in. What do I need to improve here? And so I asked him for the URL, and he shared it with me, journeywithsonny.com, okay? So I'm taking a look here. And I've pulled up your website, Sonny. And for those that wish to follow along, if you'd like to check it out, it's journeywithsonny.com. Here we go. All right. So, Sonny, in your banner, you say, helping entrepreneurs create a lifestyle leveraging the internet. Okay. Now, one of the biggest dictators of how effective your site is congruency, okay? Being congruent. So in your banner, you say helping entrepreneurs create a lifestyle leveraging the internet, and your giveaway is 10 simple steps to home business events. Do you see the problem there, okay? The banner is saying leveraging the internet. The giveaway is saying home business events. So my suggestion to you would be to be more congruent. You can, there's nothing wrong with home business events, there's nothing wrong with leveraging the internet. What is wrong is having an incongruent message. So if you're saying leveraging the internet, then your giveaway needs to be something about the internet. Just like if you have a giveaway that's on home business events, then you should probably have a congruent banner. It goes both ways, okay? Now, if I scroll down, I see, you know, things on your sidebar such as Shop Buddy, okay? That could possibly be a leveraging the internet possibility. So there might be some congruence there. And then I see launch your beauty business as a beauty advisor. I don't think that has any congruency here. And then I see five reasons why. I actually don't know what that is. And then I see a couple different products here. So I would say the congruency issues I see are the beauty advisor, the giveaway. Neither of those have anything to do with leveraging the internet, at least I don't think. I'm looking at your blog content, what turns people off, network marketing tips. Okay, that might, you know, that might make sense. You give a person unconditional love and they blossom. That doesn't sound like anything leveraging the internet. Prospecting smarter, that could be arguable, right? So you want to look at congruency, okay? So that means if you have a tagline, you need to ask yourself, does everything about my site resonate with that tagline? This is, you know, and then once you have that, so some suggestions, okay? So if you're sticking with this headline, helping entrepreneurs create a lifestyle leveraging the internet, then I would suggest, 10 simple steps to reach more people using the internet. Or 10 simple steps to, use the internet to build your business, right? Because that would be congruent with the word entrepreneur and the word internet. So I hope that that helps you. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you'd like me to check out your site, don't send me a company site, but if you have like a personal blog or something like that, I'd be more than happy to check it out as time permits. So I hope you got benefit, Sonny, and everyone else listening. We will talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.